Replacing versus maintaining S/400 systems. Finding the feasible option for enterprises. Organizations face the constant challenge of keeping their IT infrastructure up to date and in optimal working condition in the dynamic business landscape. Among the many systems and technologies that have stood the test of time, the IBM S/400, now known as the IBM iSeries, continues to play a vital role in various industries. This informative piece delves into the world of S/400 system maintenance and health checks, exploring why businesses choose to stick with these systems, the considerations of replacing versus maintaining S/400 systems, the benefits of maintaining them, and the essential tasks involved in S/400 maintenance. Why organizations stick with S/400 systems. The longevity and continued relevance of the IBM S/400, now known as the IBM iSeries, is a testament to its robustness, reliability, and adaptability. Many businesses have opted to stick with these systems for reliable and stable performance. This is particularly crucial in industries where downtime can result in substantial financial losses and damage to reputation. The system's architecture is designed to minimize hardware and software failures, ensuring uninterrupted operations. S/400 systems are known for their scalability. Businesses can easily adjust the capacity and performance of their S/400 servers as their needs evolve. This scalability allows organizations to grow without undergoing costly and disruptive technology migrations. Many organizations rely on critical legacy applications that have been developed for S/400 systems over the years. Replacing these applications can be a monumental task in terms of time, cost, and risk. S/400 support and maintenance experts provide an ideal environment for these legacy applications to continue running smoothly. How to decide? S/400 replacement or maintenance. As per a recent survey, around 49% of S/400 users believe that replacing this legacy system can help them meet digital transformation needs and reduce technical debt, while 51% quote that maintaining a complex legacy system like S/400 can help their organizations resolve the range of IT infrastructure challenges. As with any technology, S/400 systems have a lifespan and eventually reach a point where businesses must decide whether to replace or continue maintaining them. This decision should be guided by several factors, including the following. Business needs. Assessing the current and future needs of the organization is paramount. If the S/400 system aligns with the business's objectives and can continue to meet performance requirements, maintaining it may be the sensible choice. Budget constraints. The financial aspect of replacing versus maintaining an S/400 system cannot be understated. Replacing the system incurs significant costs for hardware, software, and migration efforts. In contrast, ongoing maintenance typically requires a lower budget allocation. Legacy applications. The presence of mission-critical legacy applications can greatly influence a decision. Rewriting or migrating these applications to a new platform can be complex, expensive, and fraught with risks. Maintaining the S/400 system allows organizations to keep using these applications seamlessly. Risk tolerance. The process of replacing an S/400 system introduces risks related to data migration, application compatibility, and system downtime. Organizations must evaluate their risk tolerance and consider whether these potential disruptions align with their business continuity strategies. Scalability. Evaluating the scalability of S/400 systems versus replacement options is crucial. If an organization foresees significant growth shortly, it may opt for a more scalable platform, even if the existing S/400 system is functioning well. Role of dedicated S/400 maintenance experts. The successful maintenance of S/400 systems requires the expertise of dedicated professionals who understand technology.